It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It's an oil painting illuminated with citrusy colors depicting the sun warmly illuminating a room. That painting by Henri Lacedonnier is called Interior, Light from the Window, and belonged to the Pittsburgh Public School District. Earlier this week, it was auctioned by Sotheby's in New York for $905,000. The auction house waived the seller's fee for the oil painting, which means the school district will get $750,000. Joining us now to tell us the story behind this painting, how the Pittsburgh School District came to own it, and why it's worth so much, is Louise Lulu Lippincott, curator of fine arts at the Carnegie Museum of Art. Lulu Lippincott, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Let's begin by talking about the painter. Who is Henri Lacedonnier, and how did he come to create Interior, Light from the Window?
Well, he was a French artist. He's considered a post-impressionist. So he was working in France at the end of the 19th century, right up through the 1920s. And he creates these very moody, beautiful paintings. They're landscapes and interiors and still lifes. He hardly ever paints people. And they're known for their mood, their beautiful coloring, and these very abstract qualities of light, color, and form. So he's very modern in some ways. A very, very attractive and popular artist, and he was very, very well known and liked in Pittsburgh in the early 20th century.
And when exactly did he paint this interior, Light from the Window?
I think this is a later picture from the 20s or 30s. It's late in his career when he's really focusing on paintings of the house he lived in, and it's very typical of that kind of work.
And clearly he was in love with this house or this room, and the way that he paints this, it's such an evocative oil painting, and it sucks you right in. How would you describe it?
Oh, wow. Well, it's wonderfully abstract in that it really is a painting about light more than it is of architecture or of a specific place. And that gives it a certain timeless quality that reminds me of an equally famous painting by Edward Hopper, painted from late in his career, which was also about just a picture of light falling through a doorway into an empty room. They're incredibly beautiful and very symbolic, you know, in a sort of spiritual way. And I think that's one of the great appeals of this painting. It's less narrative, it's less fussy, it's more timeless. And I think that was one of the attractions.
And how did it end up in Pittsburgh?
You know, I'm not precisely sure about the early history of this painting. A great many Lacedonnés came to Pittsburgh in the early 20th century as part of our Carnegie International exhibitions of paintings from around the world. And Pittsburgh collectors liked his work and bought it frequently. His paintings were shown in Pittsburgh almost every year in the teens and 20s, and they seem to have sold well.
And a lot of people I know around the city are wondering this week how the Pittsburgh Public School District came into possession of it.
Well, again, I don't have all of the details, but the public school system has a really wonderful collection of paintings that they have been building over many, many, many years, mostly by buying from local artists. I think that this painting was a gift from a local collector who probably acquired it from an international. So they have this wonderful collection of paintings, and this was part of it.
And maybe the best part of this whole story is where the painting has been all these years.
I think it was hanging in someone's office. The collection had been dispersed for a while, and the public school system had started a really concerted effort to catalog the collection, photograph it, appraise it, really get it under control, because I think they're hoping to use it for teaching in the schools. So these pictures have been stashed away in closets, hanging in offices or classrooms, somewhat neglected and forgotten. And there's a lot of really wonderful pictures in that group.
And I'm not laughing at the fact that they were neglected or forgotten, but just this idea that you could be going to, say, you know, the principal's office and the secretary maybe has it hanging, you know, in the outer room where you're waiting. So as you're, you know,
I guess you're waiting to talk to the principal, that would be very calming, soothing influence.
Yes, it would. Yes, well, apparently the woman whose office this was in said, or you know, during one of its rest stops along the way that this painting was in, that she said that that's a room that I really wanted to be in, and that's why I liked having it in my office.
Well, I think it is, it tells you something that the quality of the object just shine through. Even when she didn't know who the artist was or how valuable it was, she could still appreciate the aesthetic quality of the work.
Right. You didn't need to be a connoisseur to appreciate the painting.
Exactly.
Lulu Lippincott, curator of fine arts at the Carnegie Museum of Art, is our guest, talking about the painting that sold for $750,000 this week that benefits the Pittsburgh Public School District. And apparently the art world wasn't aware of where this very valuable painting was all this time.
Right. Well, early 20th century painters are still somewhat neglected, unless they're, you know, Picasso or one of the more famous names. So these artists are still sort of out there. And because of the international art trade in the 20th century dispersed these pictures all over the world, it's very hard for people to keep track of them all. They're starting to do it now. And so the rediscovery of this painting is wonderful, but it's not surprising, actually. There are lots more of them out there.
And why was it sold now? I mean, it's been in the possession of the Pittsburgh Public Schools since 1933. So we're, you know, here it is 80 years later. It could have been sold at any point along the way, but it was sold this week. Why?
Well, I think they were. This is part of a new initiative by the public school system, and really they should be telling you about this, not me. To get this collection properly cared for, so that they can actually use it in the schools actively as part of their art programs, their history programs, and to incorporate visual arts into their teaching in a really direct way, which I think is great.
So the money is being used to preserve and protect and infuse the arts.
Exactly. A lot of these pictures have been neglected. They need framing. They need conservation. They'll need to be, some of them will need glass for protection and from climate. And so these are expensive treatments. But once they're done, then the works can be hung and displayed anywhere in the school buildings and available to everybody, which would be great.
And obviously there is not as much money in the budget now as there has been. And so this is something that can help take care of something, an aspect of education that a lot of people feel is neglected, which is, in fact, the arts.
Exactly. There's been so much emphasis on STEM programs. The arts have been facing a lot of cuts. And the school board's initiative, the school district's initiative to raise the money to reinvigorate this part of their program is fabulous.
Now, it was expected, Lulu, that this painting would sell for $350,000 or $450,000, but it ended up going for about twice as much at auction. How did that happen?
Well, what we say in the art world is at auctions is that it only takes two people to make a record price, two people who want one thing very badly. And that seems to have been the case, that there was intense competition for this painting. But that said, a lot of things in that particular sale did much better than expected. And I think you can take that as a sign that our economy is probably starting to do a little better.
Gee, you know, that's not always the first place you'd look for that sign, but by golly, there it is. So mm-hmm. Are there any other paintings of this type lying around, do you think?
Lacedanese?
Yes.
We have,
or by some other artists that are of equal value that you know, we might see getting auctioned off again in the near future.
Well, I can't speak. I don't know. I think that this is it for the school district. But yeah, there's always things coming up out of people. You know, I get phone calls from people saying, "I found something in my attic. I found something in my basement." And many of them turn out to be interesting pieces of family or sentimental value, and every now and then some major masterpiece emerges, and it's very exciting. It doesn't happen often, but it does happen. which is why, you know, Antiques Roadshow exists as a successful television series.
That's a great point. Lulu Lippincott is curator of fine arts at the Carnegie Museum of Art, talking about the Le Sardinier that sold this week for $750,000 to benefit the Pittsburgh Public Schools. Lulu, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next Tuesday, 90.5 WESA will host a forum with the mayoral candidates at our studios at 67 Bedford Square. Doors will open at 6:30 p.m. and the forum will begin at 7. The event will be broadcast next Wednesday at 9 a.m. with follow-up analysis at noon right here on Essential Pittsburgh. For now, have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thank you so much for listening.